Party Show every Thursday from 8 till 9 on Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM. That's the Anything Artie Show, sponsored by the Artist Goldsmith Studio Connections on Iroha. Call in to see Christine's latest designs or phone 372 7809 to discuss a commission.
Yes, indeed, you are. Thursday evening here on the Anything Artie Show. And yes, thanks to David and Christine, the Artist Goldsmith, for sponsoring the show. And you can find them in Ocean View Road on Iroha. And it's really just quite fun just to pop in and see some of the amazing stuff that's in the cabinets and also in the books that they have there on some of the amazing works that have been done. Now, this evening, where do we go? We've got a huge show tonight. Lots of stuff happening around the island, especially because it's the kids' holidays, of course, for schools. So we'll be looking at some of the things happening on the island. And there'll be a bit of an international flavour as well, because there's a couple of places. If you feel like travelling, some suggestions of a couple of places to check out some of the interesting festivals that are happening in Australia and in Italy. But let's the island to be. Oh, and then there's coincidences, strange things happen that have kind of crafted the theme of the evening. But let's have a look at the kids' holiday art programme at the moment, running at Red Shed. So this has already started last Monday. So if you get the kids and you're wondering what to do tomorrow, Friday the 22nd, you can get them down there to make dream catchers. That's happening at the Red Shed. And 23rd on Saturday. Now, of course, all the details of everything I'm going to talk about you'll get in the local papers, both the Gulf News and the Marketplace, so check them out for the detail of it all. But Saturday 23rd, the ceramics happening, so there's an open ceramics workshop. Monday is Dino Dinosaurs. Sounds fantastic. So get down there and make a dinosaur, make and decorate a dinosaur. Tuesday is Go Fly a Kite. Nothing personal, but that's actually what you get to do. You get to go down, make and fly. So again, you make them, paint them, decorate them up, and then go fly them. Wednesday, stencil art. Thursday, decorated glass. Friday is funky felt. And Saturday, sounds like a criminal offence, but that's doing all sorts of neat, funky things with felt fabric. And Saturday is open ceramics again. So all of those things you can find out again in the local paper. That's down at the Red Shed. But you phone 9367, that's 9367, to book the kids on. And it's you can sort of book kids on by the week. You can book them per class. It's $20 a class. But the more kids you book on, the cheaper it gets, which is great. So check all that out for the Red Shed. Lots of great stuff there for the kids. I should say kids. Young adults that can head down there. Now, coming up, there's all the... What do you call it when people rehearse? Rehearsals. He's on the ball tonight, folks. Rehearsals for Fiddler on the Roof. That's a Waiheke Corral. sorry. I've been thinking horses for some reason today. And I've got a cough as well, so I'll just chuck that in for good measure. Just so you know, it's a cough live show. Waiheke Choral Society, that's better, who are doing Fiddler on the Roof, which is it's just a fantastic musical. So Fiddler on the Roof is coming up. This starts on the 29th of July, so that's going to be next Friday. And it goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so 29, 30, 31, and then the following Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. So there'll be six opportunities to get down there and see a stunning show. And again, you can check out all the details at the theatre information or at Time Out Cafe. They've got details down there as well. So that's Fiddler on the Roof starting the 29th. Now, if you've fancied getting the spray paint cans out, if in your youth, or maybe not just in your youth, but you've kind of zitted around with a fsh of an evening with the spray cans, decorating various... I don't suppose I should be a proponent of this, should I really? Decorating fences and things like that. You can actually come in off the street and do some legit stuff on what's known as the In From The Street project, which is going to be at the Red Shed. This is another initiative that they have, which is going to be a great one. This is in August, this is going to be running. And it's the opportunity to... it's real about graffiti-style artwork. So it's to get in and have a play and just get some mentoring around this from some of our island artists who are we get a few wizards who are good at this graffiti art, amongst other things. So we get artists Matthew Muir, Paul Rind, Justin Beaver and Brendan Moon will be leading the project. There's going to be 15 places available, 15 places available. So if you feel like giving this a shot, then you get hold of the Redshed contact, which will be 9367. That's 9367 to book a spot on that. And Paul Rind, who's one of the Redshed trustees, was saying that the project is really about giving some education to teens about various street artists who've turned the graffiti style artwork into gallery exhibits and products like t-shirts, baseball caps. So one of the internationally, Keith Haring would be one of the better known ones. For Auckland, of course, Misery, street artist Misery, has become amazingly successful in range of products and stuff that now carries her art. So I mean, that's just, there's some amazing things on there. So get yourself down for that In From The Street project down at the Redshed, which will be an interesting one starting excuse me, in August. Now, I mentioned this last week, maybe it was the week before, actually, recital at Pie Mail and Bay. Jessica Alloway, she's a Waiheke violinist, and she's off to continue her studies in Europe, so there's a fundraiser for her at Pie Mail and Bay on this Saturday coming, 23rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. If there's any places left on that, then you can phone Robin Fraser on 6394. That's 6394. Or you can contact Alan Smythe on 9807. That's 9807 to get yourself a ticket for Jessica Alloway. Here's some of her amazing violin playing. And the tickets are $100 each, and that includes wine and finger food. And you can also pick them up from the art gallery if there's any left for that as well. Now, we've got two new shows on at the Waiheke Community Art Gallery. One is Nature versus Nurture, and this is some contemporary glass work that's up there. And there's some amazing pieces. There's a stunning piece by Christina Cathy, which is quite amazing. Pop your head in and have a look at this stuff. It's called Nature versus Nurture, so that's on now. It's been running for a week already, and it goes through to the 8th of August. And then there's also the members show, and this is often quite an interesting one because it's members of the community gallery, and it's pieces of work that they've done that get shown. So there's usually quite a wide variety of exhibitions and stuff. Exhibits, that's the word I want, exhibits that are on in there. So that's absolutely worth checking out as well. So that's the two exhibits on at the community art gallery, Nature versus Nurture and the members show. And if you're wandering around town and wondering what to do, waiting for a boat, then you can check out at the Two Rooms Gallery. It's in Putticky Street in Newton. There's Dennis O'Connor's got some. Has got an exhibits I can't get it. An exhibit is what you have up on the wall or wherever, and the exhibition is the whole thing. That's right. So it's an exhibition of Dennis's stuff, and that's on starts on the 28th of July. That's a private viewing, sorry, is on the 28th of July. So after that, you'll be able to pop into the Two Rooms Gallery in Putticky Street in Newton. Check out some of Dennis's stuff if you're wandering around town at a loose end for any reason. A couple of other things happening. Live at 5 at Whittaker's on the 23rd. That's this Saturday, 5 p.m. That's right. It's live artists at 5 p.m. I've just got this one. It's live at 5. And this is a Naiad trio that's playing. So that's Janina Paolo, who's on clarinet, Rachel Wells on cello, and Binna Yang, who's on piano, and they're playing works by Beethoven, Brahms, Lilburn and Couperin. So that's $25 to get in. Concessions are available, and you can book for that on 9627. So that's live at 5 at Whittaker's. They've always got good shows on there. And Tivoli, down at Tivoli, they've got a new exhibition. They had the stunning Bass Street Kids running, and they've now got, this is a really neat one, that presents Doily, and it opens on Saturday the 23rd, and it's a knitted artwork. Excuse me, it's a wall exhibit. So if you remember the old doilies you used to get in the days of tea and afternoon tea, and you would be all nicely done with the china pots and all that sort of stuff on little doilies, which was a patterned lacy excuse me, mat things. I'll say one excuse me and then I'll just keep on going. lacy mat things. Well, this is basically a whole exhibition of various doilies, and it's a part of an exhibition called Chinese Whispers, inspired by the $2 shops and the items that they sell. So this is Frances Jill Studd, who's doing this work. And she was saying that when she was visiting the $2 shop, she was struck by how much of the Chinese popular culture could be seen in the everyday things that we sort of grab out of there, being ornaments, toys, you know, clothes pegs, dishcloths, whatever. So she's translated all of that into knitted doilies, which is going to be really interesting to have a look at. So check that one out. And that starts on Saturday, 23rd, down at Tivoli. So there's lots of things to do if the weather's a wee bit rubbish like it was today. You can sort of zip in and out and just keep yourselves warm and have a look at some of the great and innovative artwork that are going on around the place. Now, I was saying a bit of an international flavour. I got hold of a book whilst I was travelling. The Darwin Festival, which is coming up in August. So if you fancy a trip to something arty, then head off to Darwin. The 11th to the 28th of August, they have this amazing festival in the Northern Territory, Darwin up north. And it's in the Larrakia land, or Larrakia country as it's known. And they just have such a there's a book full of amazing things to do. There was two things that grabbed my attention that I thought, wow, these are things that could be really fun to be done. One particularly on the island, which we've got a version of this anyway, but in Darwin, even outside the festival town, they have a deck chair cinema, which is amazing. It's just this permanent open air cinema space, which you can do certainly in the dry season up there. And surprise, surprise, you sit in deck chairs. So it's just kind of a neat idea. I guess it would be an extension to our open air cinemas we used to have, or maybe we still do have them in the summer over here. It would be quite fun to do. And the other one that they've got running for the festival is a thing called Projector Bike, and I really love this idea. Basically, they pack up a cinema projector, all the sound gear, and get it all packed up on a push bike. And you bike round the city on this little tour, and they stop at different places on different evenings, and they unpack the gear, and then they show short movies around the place, just projected up on walls on various buildings around the city. Just phenomenal. I thought, what a great thing to do. So there's a book. There's just bookfuls and bookfuls. I might dip in and out of this over the coming weeks. There's artists from all over the world gather. There's dance, there's music, there's rap artists, there's movies, there's two of the top Australian drag acts, Drags Aloud and Sister Girls, have combined to do a show. There's portraits, there's paint, there's just, you name it, it's all on there. It's just an amazing event. And the other one to talk about for a moment in terms of international was one that I was put onto by a country Mike who was hammering me again for not knowing about this before. Know about art, he said, and you don't know about this. This is the Venice Biennale that's happening at the moment, of which New Zealand has got a stunning entry in there. And I managed to get a couple of clips on just what the Biennale is all about. So we're just going to hear from one of the curators, from the New Zealand curator of the exhibition that's on at the Venice Biennale right now.
Buongiorno, kia ora and greetings from Aotearoa, New Zealand. New Zealand presents artist Michael Parakowhai at La Biennale de Venezia 2011. The Commissioner for New Zealand is Jenny Harper. Music and performance will be a central aspect of his installation on first looking into Chapman's Homer. The exhibition is situated at the Palazzo Loredan del Ambassadore on the Grand Canal, the first time this private palazzo has been used as a Biennale venue. It's a short walk from the Academia Bridge near Campo San Barnaba along Calle de Tacere in Dusodoro. The nearest Vaporetto stop is Kaore Zanuko on Line 1. Map and directions can be found at www.nzatvenice.com. The exhibition will run from the 4th of June until the 23rd of October, and the opening hours are from 10 till 6, Tuesday to Sunday inclusive. Nomai, haramai, benvenuti, and welcome.
Buongiorno, kia ora, greetings. Alla Biennale di Venezia 2011, la Nuova Zelanda è rappresentata dall'artista Michael Parakowhai. Il membro della commissione neozelandese è Jenny Harper. Musica e spettacolo sono aspetti centrali di On First Looking into Chapman's Homer, l'installazione scultorea di Michael Parekofai. La mostra è situata presso Palazzo Loredan dell'Ambasciatore, sul Canal Grande. È la prima volta che questo palazzo privato viene usato come sede per la Biennale. A pochi passi dal ponte dell'Accademia, si trova vicino a Campo San Barnaba, lungo Calle dei Cerchieri, nel quartiere d'Orsoduro. La fermata del vaporetto più vicina è Carezzonico, sulla linea 1, prima delle gallerie dell'Accademia, in direzione San Marco, alla fine di Calle Traghetto. La piantina e le indicazioni stradali possono essere consultate sul sito www.nzatvenice.com. La mostra è aperta al pubblico dal 4 giugno al 23 ottobre 2011. L'orario di apertura è dalle 10 alle 18, inclusi il martedì e la domenica. Aere mai, benvenuti and welcome.
Welcome to the Venice Biennale 2011. I'm Jenny Harper, Commissioner for this project, which is Michael Parekofai's On First Looking into Chapman's Homer. We're standing here in the garden of a wonderful Venetian palazzo with one of the works. But performance is key to this work. You might hear some music coming from inside, and we'll move in for more now. The beautiful centerpiece is a playable carved Steinway piano. It's intricate, surprising, and personal, with references to Michael Parekofai's immediate family intertwined with references to other pianos he's made, to the lineage of this one, the first in the series conceptually, but the fourth to be realized in full. It's a red color. The change was a final transformation, kept secret to all but a few, but so unsurprising now that it's here. It's an impressive and weighty work, literally of course, but also metaphorically. Two bulls made in bronze, one of the most traditional of European art materials, used for public images of saints and rulers and other important people, are stationed as guardians at either end of the installation, one quiet and brooding, the folds of his skin reminding us of the New Zealand landscape, the other alert and ready for the challenge this stage presents. We're proud of Michael Parekofai, his team and the Venice supporters, and we're also very proud of our young musicians who will complete the work for viewers throughout the whole Biennale.
If you're not into operatic singing, don't let that put you off by any means. There's just some amazing music that's getting played as part of our exhibit at the Venice Biennale. And you can check out and have a look at Michael Parekofai's piano that was described there at www.nzatvenice.com, all one word, nzatvenice.com. It is absolutely stunning. The carving work on it is just absolutely amazing. And there's a number of different pianists who are playing there over the time of the Biennale, which is running through next month as well, I think, from memory. So it's kind of nice because they get a mix of New Zealand artists who are able to go up there and play in this stunning, stunning surrounding as part of this amazing festival. So if you feel like a bit of travelling, head up to Darwin for August or zip across to Venice, check out the Biennale that's going on right now. Now, you're listening to the Anything Arty Show, Waiheke Radio, 88.3, 107.4 FM. Those of you who were tuned in last week and stayed on after 9 o'clock were treated to an amazing show, and we've got an equally amazing show coming up at 9.
The Anything Arty Show, every Thursday from 8 till 9 on Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM. That's the Anything Arty Show, sponsored by the Artist Goldsmith Studio Connections on Eroa. Call in to see Christine's latest designs or phone 372 7809 to discuss a commission.
Waiheke Radio presents albums that changed everything.
Everyone has an album that changed their lives.
Oh, this track, man, I love this track.
Each week, we'll be taking a personal look at the albums that changed our lives.
This is the best song on the best album.
But after I heard this album, I didn't listen to music in the same way ever again.
If I was ever going to get a really big tattoo, that would be it.
And suddenly, it was like the battle lines had been drawn, and I was on the side of the Smiths.
I'd never heard anything like it before, and it changed everything.
The albums that changed everything, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sundays here on Waiheke Radio.
Yeah, and last week, of course, we had Otis Redding, and you might still be able to catch a little bit of that on our play again, but you better be quick. And that was Martini. It was an album. It was a real album. It was one of those vinyl things. Remember those vinyl things? And I'm looking at the deck he was playing it on. It's right in front of me. It was Otis Redding Sing Soul. It was a collector's version. And the cover, which I'm looking at right now, just took me straight back to my youth. But it was an album that my brother had, my older brother had, and just the imagery of that cover etched in my mind. So it was amazing. It was a great show, and we've got a fantastic show coming up tonight. Country Mike's on tonight. It's going to be a secret album, so I'm not sure what it is, but knowing Country Mike, it'll be an absolute cracker. So looking forward to that. Albums that changed everything, 9 o'clock tonight. Now, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago, I put aside some work by a poet, Suhir Hamad, and I don't know why, but I never got round to going back to that piece of work from her until tonight. And so here's she's a Palestinian American poet, author, classed, I guess, as being a political activist, born in Amman in Jordan, and her parents were Palestinian refugees. They emigrated to America, ended up in New York City. They immigrated there when Suhir was 5. And her poetry, and I was thinking about, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I thought, oh yeah, I think we'll do this bit, some poetry tonight. And then I pulled out another couple of things, an interview with an English poet, which we may or may not get to. We'll see if we do. I'm not sure, but if we get to her, we will. It's the drugs, man, on the ball. If we get to her, we will. But I was playing a bit with that, and then I was listening to sisters. Found some poems of Sir John Betjeman, which I was kind of listening to during the week. And then on Wednesday, when I look at Marketplace, I hear that we've got the National Poetry Day. So there's all these synchronistic things happening around the place. The Catherine Mitchell's Writers Group are putting on a poetry performance at Time Out Cafe tomorrow. So this is tomorrow in the afternoon. It's 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's free, and It's going to be, as I say, in Artworks at the Time Out Cafe. We've got a number of local poets and writers there. So we've got Wanda Cowley, Millicent McIver, Angie Curry, Rosemary Adler, Robin Winton, and Mary Batten. Excuse me, I think they're all involved. And Selena Tusitala-Marsh will be there as well. So it's going to be a cracker time. That's 1 to 2.30. So there's all tomorrow at Time Out Cafe. So there's all this poetry stuff happening. So I'm not going to be able to fit it all in this week. So I think I'll carry over some of the poetry and see if I can get some interviews with these guys tomorrow as well. Just to do some of that. Because I hadn't really thought, and I don't think a lot about poetry, I have to say. I've never been a great fan of poetry, but these pieces that I've kind of been finding are changing my view a bit of poetry. So here, this is a she's a really interesting poet, hip hop entrepreneur, Russell Simons. Found some of her work, or was given some of her work, heard some of her work, whatever. And it was a piece that was a poem. It was called First Writing Since, was the name of it, and it was her reaction to the September 11th attacks. And on hearing that, he signed her to a deal. And some of you may have watched HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam that's been on from time to time. So he signed her up for that event. He was so moved by the original piece that she'd done. So anyway, this was a some pieces that she's reciting of some of her poems in relation to war, peace, women and power.
What I will. I will not dance to your war drum. I will not lend my soul nor my bones to your war drum. I will not dance to that beating. I know that beat. It is lifeless. I know intimately that skin you are hitting. It was alive once. Hunted, stolen, stretched. I will not dance to your drummed up war. I will not pop, spin, break for you. I will not hate for you or even hate you. I will not kill for you. Especially, I will not die for you. I will not mourn the dead with murder nor suicide. I will not side with you or dance to bombs because everyone is dancing. Everyone can be wrong. Life is a right, not collateral or casual. I will not forget where I come from. I will craft my own drum. Gather my beloved near and our chanting will be dancing. Our humming will be drumming. I will not be played. I will not lend my name nor my rhythm to your beat. I will dance and resist and dance and persist and dance. This heartbeat is louder than death. Your war drum ain't louder than this breath. What's up, TED people? Let me hear you make some noise. A bunch of pacifists. Confused, aspiring pacifists. I understand. I've been wrong a lot lately. Like, a lot. So I couldn't figure out what to read today. I mean, I've been saying I've been prepping. What that means is prepping my outfit, prepping options, trying to figure out what I'm coming behind and going in front of. Poetry does that. It preps you. It aims you. So I am going to read a poem that was chosen just now, but I'm going to need you to just sit for like 10 minutes and hold a woman who is not here. Hold her now. With you. You don't have to say her name out loud. You can just hold her. Are you holding her? This is Break Clustered. All Holy History Band. Unwritten books predicted the future, projected the past, but my head unwraps around what appears limitless. Man's creative violence. Whose son shall it be? Which male child will perish a new day? Our boys' deaths galvanize. We cherish corpses. We mourn women complicated. Bitches get beat daily. Profits made, profits ignored. Worn tooth enamel, salted lemon childhoods. All colors run, none of us solid. Don't look for shadow behind me, I carry it within. I live cycles of light and darkness. Rhythm is half silence. I see now. I never was one and not the other. Sickness, health, tender, violence. I think now I never was pure. Before form, I was storm. Blind, life. Ignorant, still am. Humanity contracted itself. Blind, malignant, I never was pure. Girl spoiled before ripened. Language can't math me. I experience exponentially. Everything is everything. One woman loses 15, maybe 20 members of her family. One woman loses 6. One woman loses her head. One woman searches rubble. One woman feeds on trash. One woman shoots her face. One woman shoots her husband. One woman straps herself. One woman gives birth to a baby. One woman gives birth to borders. One woman no longer believes love will ever find her. One woman never did. Where do refugee hearts go? Broken, dissed, placed where they're not from, don't want to be missed, faced with absence. We mourn each one, or we mean nothing at all. My spine curves spiral, precipice running to and running from human beings, cluster bombs left behind, de facto landmines, a smoldering grief, harvest, contaminated tobacco. Harvest bombs, harvest baby teeth, harvest palms, smoke, harvest witness, smoke, resolutions, smoke, salvation, smoke, redemption, smoke, breathe. Do not fear what has blown up. If you must, fear the unexploded. Thank you.
She's certainly a stimulating poet. Now, that was Suhir Hamad giving a recital, if that's the correct word, or just a reading of some of her powerful, powerful poems. And then, as I was saying, there's this sort of poetry event happening tomorrow, Time Out Cafe, to check it out, 1 to 2.30. And all the other bits of poems I was finding, and I was part of the reason for looking at some of the John Betjeman stuff. So John Betjeman was poet laureate in the UK. I don't know how many countries have poet laureates anymore, but they were basically poets who were the poet to the Queen or the King or the royal family of the time. And basically they're an on-call poet. So I suppose if you were feeling a bit down, you just kind of send for your local poet, send for your official poet and say, poet person, write me a poem, and they kind of jot you something out. Betjeman had done some amazing stuff in the UK, quite a variety of pieces, but there's two bits that I've found of his. One is that just gives an insight into some of his lighter poems. He was a great one. He was never a great fan of abstract forms of poetry. Faces and places, he described his poems. He said, I like to do poems of faces and places. And I've got one of Richard Burton reading one of his poems. And then I've also got one from himself, the man himself, John Betjeman himself. I'm looking at something else while I'm doing this. I should really pay attention. So this is Richard Burton reading this first one, and then the second one, which is called Executive, is Betjeman reading this one. Now, when it gets to the second one about Executive, read by Betjeman himself, although this was done in the 70s, it was from a TV show in the 70s he was on, His poem is just so, so relevant for today. It's uncanny. I guess some things are just timeless. So anyway, enjoy, because these are great, great fun.
Luck on Diana. Her ponies have swallowed their bits. She fished down their throats with a spanner and frightened them all into fits. So now she's attempting to borrow. Do lend her some bits, Mummy, do. I'll lend her my own for tomorrow, but today I'll be wanting them too. Just look at Prunella on Guzzle, the wizardest pony on earth. Why doesn't she slacken his muzzle and tighten the breech in his girth? I say, Mummy, there's Mrs. Geezer, and doesn't she look pretty sick? I bet it's because Mona Lisa was hit on the hock with a brick. Miss Blewett says Monica threw it, but Monica says it was Joan, and Joan's very thick with Miss Blewett, so Monica's sulking alone. And Margaret failed in her paces, her withers got tied in a noose, so her coronet's caught in the traces, and now all her fetlocks are loose. Oh, it's me now, I'm terribly nervous, I wonder if Smudges will shy. She's practically certain to swerve as her pelham is over one eye. Oh, wasn't it naughty of Smudges? Oh, Mummy, I'm sick with disgust. She threw me in front of the judges, and my silly old collarbones bust.
I am a young executive, no cuffs than mine are cleaner. I own an oblong briefcase, and I use the firm's Cortina. In every roadside hostelry, from here to Burgess Hill, Lamage, Dotel, all know me well, and let me sign the bill. You ask me what it is I do. Well, actually, you know, I'm partly a liaison man and partly PRO. Essentially, I integrate the current export drive, and basically, I'm viable from 10 o'clock till 5. For vital off-the-record work, that's talking transport-wise, I've a scarlet Aston Martin, and does she go, she flies. Pedestrians and dogs and cats, we mark them down for slaughter. I also own a speedboat which has never touched the water. She's built of fiberglass, of course. I call her Mandy Jane, after a bird I used to know. No soda, please, just plain. And how did I acquire her? Well, to tell you about that and to put you in the picture, I must wear my other hat. I do some mild developing. The sort of place I need is a quiet country market town that's rather run to seed. A luncheon and a drink or two, a little savoir faire. I nobble half the council, the banks, the clerk, the mayor. And if some preservationist attempts to interfere, a dangerous structure notice from the borough engineer will settle any buildings that are standing in our way. The modern style, sir, with respect, has really come to stay.
Come.
Waiheke Radio.
Every Friday night, Waiheke Radio brings you the Darby and Joan Fan Club. Yeah, I'm Darby.
And I'm Joan. And each week we'll be bringing you sports news and reviews from Waiheke, New Zealand and internationally, with key interviews with local and national sports personalities.
A roundup of all the week's sport and a look ahead to the upcoming fixtures and events. All that and Joan's knitting report. It can't be ignored.
The Darby and Joan Fan Club, every Friday, proudly sponsored by Barbizza, the barbecue pizza oven that rocks. To order yours now, go to barbizza.com.
Waiheke Radio presents albums that changed everything.
Everyone has an album that changed their lives.
Oh, this track, man, I love this track.
Each week, we'll be taking a personal look at the albums that changed our lives.
It's the best song on the best album.
After I heard this album, I didn't listen to music in the same way ever again.
If I was ever going to get a really big tattoo, that would be it.
And suddenly, it was like the battle lines had been drawn, and I was on the side of the Smiths.
I'd never heard anything like it before, and it changed everything.
The albums that changed everything, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sundays here on Waiheke Radio.
Stunning. It's coming up very, very shortly. We have a brand new album that changed everything for Country Mike, and that'll be tonight, 9 o'clock. You're listening to the Anything Artist Show here on Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM. And the show will be played again Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. And you can always listen again at www.waihekeradio.org.nz. And there'll be podcasts of the show up there later on tonight. Now, Poetry. As I was just saying there, So John Betjeman, stunning stuff. Now, Wendy Cope was the lady who started all this off when I found one of her interviews. But we'll get round. I'm going to do, next week's going to be some more poetry. I've decided to have some fun with that. So I'll play the interview with Wendy next week. And we'll chuck into there some more Betjeman, because he did one. He's just done thousands of poems, but one in particular that you may be familiar with was a poem about Slough, which caused him a lot of problems and an uproar. Was classed came out of it. It's a stunning poem, so we'll chuck in some of that and a few more bits and pieces as well. Now, movie time. We've got some new movies coming up on the island, so we want to have a look what's going on at the local movies. So again, back by popular request, we have our movie competition. Yay! So we've got three new... Oh no, sorry, there's one movie that's currently playing. I've got a clip off. So this is for those of you who haven't played this yet, our stunning cinema quiz is I get to play the trailers and you get to pick which movies they represent, and it's how fast you can pick them before it becomes obvious from the trailers. So one of them is currently playing, so it's a trailer of a movie currently playing. Two of them is of a... are of movies that have actually started, new releases that have started in the cinema tonight, and then one of them is of a new release which I think starts tomorrow, but I'll check it on the list when we've had the competition. So you have to guess which ones these are. So one is called X-Men First Class, which is a prequel. So there's a trailer for X-Men First Class, a trailer for My Afternoons with Marguerite, a trailer for Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and a trailer for Beautiful. So you have to decide which trailer belongs to which movie, and you have to get it as quick as you can before it becomes obvious. You ready to play? All right, on your marks, get set, here we go. Have you guessed it yet? Have you guessed it yet? Have you got it yet? Oh, here it comes. Oh, he must have guessed it by now. It's a giveaway.
¿Estás listo para irte?
No.
Tú y yo sabemos lo que sufren los muertos que se van con deudas.
Yo no me voy a morir, ¿verdad? No.
A bit tricky that one. Okay, there's our first one. Are you ready? Okay, next one coming up. See if you can do, see how quickly you get this one.
Nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States. The cost of freedom is always high. No one can foresee precisely what cost it will take. One path we shall never choose, and that is the path of surrender.
Ready for this?
Let's find out.
Oh.
my friend. Killing will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
Two down, two to go. Tricky this week. They're a little bit tricky this week. There's no dead giveaways. Here we go. Next one.
Salut, Germain.
Salut, Polo.
Salut, Germain.
Ah, Germain, viens, c'est mon anniversaire.
Je disais à Jojo qu'il avait du beau d'être cuisinier. En s'appelant The Cook.
Germain.
Oui.
Je m'appelle Joël Pelletier. The Cook, c'est parce que j'étais en Angleterre. Ah. Alors, c'est un surnom.
C'est comme si on disait de toi The Con, tu vois.
Germain, il est pas plus con que vous. En plus, c'est le plus gentil.
Je m'appelle Marguerite. Avec deux T.
Et vous venez souvent ici?
Presque tous les jours que le bon Dieu fait. Aimez-vous lire?
C'est compliqué la lecture, tu sais, toi je peux le dire parce que tu te fous pas de ma gueule.
Comment faire imaginer, par exemple, une ville sans pigeons?
Mais ça peut pas exister. Comment ça s'appelle?
La peste.
Ah.
D'Albert Camus.
Albert? Ah ben c'est comme mon grand-père.
Alors, avec un dictionnaire, on voyage d'un mot à l'autre, on rêve.
Annette.
Alors, c'est ce soir que tu me fais un petit.
Annette. Ah, bah, c'est pas comme ça que ça s'écrit, ça.
T'as lu Camus, toi?
Bon, pas tout, hein. La peste, la chute, l'étranger.
Je suis née d'une histoire d'amour. Enfin, comme tout le monde.
Non, pas comme tout le monde.
Oh, mais oh, qu'est-ce que tu fais, là? Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Monte dans ta niche, toi!
J'aurais une mère comme ça, j'oserais même pas être son fils.
On revient toujours gueuler sur la tombe de sa mère.
Comme un chien abandonné.
Ça, c'est vrai. Hein. C'est très vrai, ça. Tu as raison.
Vous avez une excellente mémoire auditive.
Non, non, non. C'est surtout que je retiens ce que j'entends.
C'était pour qui, les fleurs? Parce que ce matin, quand j'ai vu le bouquet sur la table, j'ai cru que c'était pour moi. Comment elle s'appelle?
Elle s'appelle Marguerite, avec deux T. Les fleurs, c'était pour elle. Elle a 95 ans. Oui, je l'aime. Ça te va? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Vous êtes quelqu'un de très bien, Germain.
Are you sure you don't want me to walk you in?
Mom!
Okay.
Mom.
Have a great day, sweetie pie!
Let me just say for the record that middle school is the dumbest idea ever invented.
This place is an intellectual wasteland.
You got kids like me who haven't hit their growth spurt yet, mixed in with gorillas who have to shave twice a day.
Based on the best-selling book.
Don't talk to anyone, don't look at anyone, don't sit down.
So not happening.
Ah, who am I kidding? You'll be dead or homeschooled by the end of the year anyway.
Thank you for those words of motivational wisdom.
20th Century Fox presents Greg.
I heard girls say that Bryce Anderson has a cute butt.
A butt can't be cute. It's a butt. There's Bryce. Just be cool. Hey, Bryce.
Yeah, hey, Bryce. Cute butt.
Rowley.
This one, we burn.
It was a present from my mom.
Well, then your mom is trying to get you killed.
Patty.
Make him ill!
She's a girl. Where do I grab her?
Chirac.
Stop!
You almost got the cheese touch.
Fregly.
Wanna see my secret freckle?
Yeah.
It's got a hair in it.
Roderick.
What did I tell you would happen if you ever went in my room again?
I'm going to kill you.
Run!
Let go, baby hippo.
Manny. And Coach Malone.
You guys are going to be shirts. And you will be skins.
Why are we skins?
He's just trying to make kids like us feel bad.
What do you mean kids like us?
My name is Valine Button. What's yours?
One day I'll be rich and famous. But for now, I'm stuck in middle school with a bunch of morons.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
This is not a diary. It's a journal.
Did he get them? That was a bit tricky this week, I have to say. So the four we had were Beautiful, that's currently playing, set in Barcelona. So that was, I think that's still got a week or so to go. It's worth checking out. X-Men First Class, which, let me just check. I think that was one of the ones starting tonight. Yes, that was one of the ones starting tonight. X-Men First Class. And that's a prequel set back in the 60s, but it looks actually looks really well done. So I think I'll go and see that one. So that's worth it. That starts tonight. The other one that also starts tonight was Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. That was the last trailer that we had. And again, that just seems a real cracker. I think that could be a great one to rustle the kids off to. And the one second to last there was My Afternoon with Marguerite. Which is Gérard Depardieu, amongst others, in there. And there's a stunning, a beautiful line that he plays the part of a villager who befriends an elderly lady, who's a very educated lady and teaches him plenty, and around poetry and literature and things like that. And there's a beautiful line where she has him begin to read a dictionary, and she says, "Reading a dictionary is like travelling from word to word." It's just a lovely, lovely line. So, this is the Where's My Cinema list. I'm excited because Country Mike's just come in for the albums that changed everything, so looking forward to this. What's the album tonight, Country Mike? I'll give my mic. I'll give my mic something like that. What's it? I'll do that again, shall I? What's the album tonight, Country Mike? See, it rhymes. I'm doing a poetry evening, by the way. So what's the album tonight, Country Mike?
It's funny you should say that, because you've mentioned earlier in the evening you were talking about street art.
I was.
And then later in the evening you played a poet who was on the Deaf Poetry Jam.
I did.
Yeah. And I'm playing an album by Public Enemy called It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, which was on Def Jam Records. By
Hi. Didn't do that.
So... yeah, so that's what it's going to be. So it's
fabulous.
Hip-hop.
Stunning. All right, hip hop night. Great. Okay, in that case, I better get out of here very soon then. So, movie time. Tonight, not much point in that because it's too late. Friday, Cars 2 at 11 o'clock. Diary of a Wimp Kid 2 at 2. Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2. Everything's Part 2. Cars 2, Wimpy Kid 2. Deathly Hallows Part 2, that's on at 5. 8 o'clock is Beautiful. It's a bit dark, that one, actually, that beautiful one, but worth a look. Saturday, Harry Potter again, X-Men, First Class, My Afternoons with Marguerite. Sunday, Diary of a Wimp, Cars 2, Harry Potter, Beyond. I'm not sure what Beyond's all about, but Beyond's on Sunday. Monday, Cars 2, X-Men, Waters for Elephant. That's the final of that Water for Elephants. Harry Potter's on again, and so it goes on, and so it goes on. So check all that out at the local papers, of course. But the good news is we've got three new releases, and that's Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, X-Men First Class, and My Afternoons with Marguerite. All right, I just need to get myself organised to get out of here, and we have a few moments of... will I do that? No, I'll tell you what I'll do, because I'm just looking at the time. I think I'll do some more Betjeman, and then that's a nice easy one for me to hand over to Country Mike with. So this was I mentioned before that one of the things about Betjeman was he got blasted for a particular one of his poems that he had done about Slough. And it's a lovely, it's a short poem. It's actually a very touching poem. So have a listen to this. This is John Betjeman doing Slough. And then he's not reading this, but the guy who's reading this is fantastic. And then it was one of those poems that just caused a lot of reaction. And we're going to hear straight after the poem from somebody that you may be familiar with. You may know his voice, or you may know of him, and I'll tell you about him after. Commenting on his view of this poem of Betjeman's called Slough. So here it is.
Friendly bombs and fall on Slough.
We'll start that again.
Friendly bombs and fall on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now. There isn't grass to graze a cow. Swarm over, death. Come, bombs, and blow to smithereens those air-conditioned bright canteens. Tin fruit, tin meat, tin milk, tin beans, tin mines, tin breath. Mess up the mess they call a town, a house for 97 down, and once a week for half a crown for 20 years. And get that man with double chin, who'll always cheat and always win, who washes his repulsive skin in women's tears. And smash his desk of polished oak, and smash his hands so used to stroke, and stop his boring, dirty joke, and make him yell. But spare the bald young clerks who add the profits of the stinking cad. It's not their fault that they are mad. They've tasted hell. It's not their fault they do not know the bird song from the radio. It's not their fault they often go to Maidenhead and talk of sports and makes of cars in various bogus Tudor bars and daren't look up and see the stars, but belch instead. In labour, saving homes with care, their wives frizz out peroxide hair and dry it in synthetic air and paint their nails. Come, friendly bombs, and fall on Slough. Get it ready for the plough. The cabbages are coming now. The earth exhales.
This is something that's always wound me up. This is the poem Slough
by Sir John Betjeman, probably never been here in his life. Right. Come friendly bombs and fall on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now. Right. I don't think you solve town planning problems by dropping bombs all over the place. So he's embarrassed himself there. Next. There isn't grass to graze a cow. Good. We've got one of the biggest dairies in the southeast down the road, so I don't need a cow. Come bombs and blow to smithereens, those air-conditioned bright canteens. Good. I'd like to see what I'm eating. Tinned fruit, tinned meat, tinned milk, tinned beans, tinned mines, tinned... Oh, he's having a go at tinned fruit now, which I think, you know, if we're being bombed, we'd be in the air raid shower, loving some tinned fruit, so, you know, laughing at him. It's not their fault. They do not know. The bird song from the radio. It's not their fault. They often go to Maidenhead. There's nothing wrong with Maidenhead. You know, Maidstone's a shithole, but Maidenhead's a lovely town, so, you know. And talk of sports and make of cars in various bogus Tudor bars and daren't look up to see the stars but vouch instead. You know, what? He's never burped. In labour-saving homes with care, their wives frizz out peroxide hair and dry it in synthetic air and paint their nails. They want to look nice. What's his problem? Doesn't he like girls? You know, and looking at the index, oh, he's having a go at Croydon, Westgate-on-Sea, I've never been to that, Leamington. Now, I've been to a conference in Leamington, and it is a lovely spa town, you know, especially compared to Coventry down the road, which proves my point, you don't sort out a town by extensive bombing. So, you know, and I made him a Knight of the Realm. Overrated.
So there you go. So you can't please everyone all the time, but complainer, is that the right word? The critique at the end there came, of course, from David Brent of The Office. If you've ever watched The Office, the UK version, young David there mouthing off about the joys of Slough, the poem by Sir John Betjeman, the late, not as in he arrived late, but the now dead Sir John Betjeman. Now, next week I'll do the Wendy Cope interview that was the poet who I was originally going to do this week but never got round to, that sparked the whole thing about Sir John Betjeman, and I might slot some more of his stuff in there as well. Country Mike is, he's doing a few moves out on the concrete there just to get ready for tonight's album that changed everything. Oh, that was a spin on the back of his neck. Crikey, that was phenomenal. All right, so I'm just about out of here. So thanks again to David and Christine, Artist Goldsmith, for sponsoring the Anything Artist Show. You can check him out at Studio Connections at Ocean View Road on Eroa, or give Christine a call on 7509 7509 to have a chat about a commission if there's nothing in the cabinet, as it were. Sounds like a takeaway shop. I shouldn't be saying that, but there is already some pre-made work, which is stunning. But if there's nothing there that suits, then she's delighted to look at a commission work. I'll leave you with a little bit of Dark Was the Night, the cello song, and till next week, have a fantastic week doing whatever you're doing, and stay tuned for a stunning show coming up with Country Mike on Albums That Changed Everything, and to find out what it was about Public Enemy that did that for him. Till next week, bye now.